Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Seifim Hey through Zayin. We did an extra one yesterday, even though in the original schedule we were supposed to do Dalet, but we did it yesterday, so we're going Hey through Zayin. This is Mishneh Berurah Yomi for July 15th, Tuesday, July 15th. We continue on, Sif Hey. In Pina Atav Shel B'Shabbos Mikadeirash Nizvashel Bo L'Kadeir Acheres, this is a very important heter atmana, that if you pour out the tafshil, that which was cooked up on Shabbos, to a different kedera, to a different pot, to a kli sheni, okay, from the kedera, right, mekederish nisbashel ba kedera acheres, you pour it out from the kedera that it cooked into a different kedera, into a kli sheni, and mutilat mino, then you will be allowed to insulate that second pot, right, or that second kli. Bidava sheino mosif hevel, but something is not mosif hevel. So this is, for example, you're allowed to, for example, pour, let's say, hot water from a tea kettle into a thermos, because the thermos is a kli sheni. Okay, and since the thermos is a kli sheni, even though it insulates, okay, it will be okay because it's now in a kli sheni. Let's move weiter to the Mishneh Berurah. Hey, impina, v'chulei, etc. Why is it okay to pour into a kli sheni and then do hatmana from there, right? You'd be able to pour, let's say, into a different pot and then wrap that pot around with a towel. Even though the original pot you wouldn't be allowed to wrap with a towel on Shabbos, the second pot that you put it into, you'd be allowed to wrap it, right? If you pour a soup into another pot, then you can wrap it on Shabbos. Why? Delo asu elikishu b'kli rishon. It's only asu when it's in the kli rishon shenis bashalvo. Only in the kli rishon that it was originally cooked in. Avakishapino the kli ache. When you put it into a different kli, avshadayin yatzal lettuce bo. Even though it's still yatzal lettuce, even though it's still hot soup in the next pot, mutter. It's okay. Vafilam chazav ve'ero isoy achakach l'kli rishon shayabo. And even if you go ahead and pour it back into the original soup pot. Let's say you have this one soup pot, you pour it into another soup pot, and you put that other soup pot back into the original soup pot, that's still going to be okay. Nami shari, that's also okay. Why? The sulo mikri kli rishon, because it's no longer considered a kli rishon since it originally got emptied of its contents, and now when you put it back into the original kli, it's itself a kli rishon, it's no longer a kli rishon. Kli sheni, kli shlishi. Vahavalek, it's tzonein, and once it's a kli sheni, it's like tzonein, it's like something that's no longer considered halachically hot. And as we're going to see in the next sif, mutter l'atmino, there's no problem insulating something that's not hot. The issue of insulating something on Shabbos is only if it was hot, and you're going to go and try to retain its heat. But if from the start, it's not, you're not dealing with something that's hot, you're not going to wrap something that's supposed to be hot, then there's no iser hatman, as we'll see in the next sif. That feel of the kli rishon, and even in the kli rishon, in the skarer, even in the original soup pot, if it got cold, atshein yatzal lettuce bo, if it got down to under yatzal lettuce bo, also, and you know that, gam kein nira, it appears, the shari la'atmino, it is mutter to do atmana, if it goes under yatzal lettuce, imbu b'mkayim tzarech, if it's necessary, because you don't want it to get any cooler. It's only when it's yatzal lettuce. Under yatzal lettuce, halachically, is sonein, and there's no iser atmana on Shabbos, as long as it's not the davar ha'mosif hevel, of course. Chof tes, l'kedera acheres, if you move into another kedera, ve'ein nafgemina in niskavein b'feirish kedei l'karer oy b'stama le'ezeh siba. Okay, and he said it doesn't make a difference if you pour it into another pot to cool it off, or even if you want to just pour it into another pot in order for some other reason, like to be able to do hatmana on it. B'davar she'eino meisif hevel, we're talking about dafka doing hatmana in the second pot, b'davar she'eino meisif hevel. Because the bedavar ha'maisif hevel, because if you're wrapping with something that will add heat, afilu tzonein gamor aser, even if it is totally cold, it's going to be aser because it's bedavar ha'maisif hevel, and you're still going to be a gzera of shema yechate begicholim. We're going to see coming up. We are now in the Shulchan Aruch Vav. Mutter lahatmin b'Shabbos davar tzonein. It is mutter to do hatmana on Shabbos on something that is cold, bedavar she'eino mosif hevel, something that does not add heat. Today, right, as you could do a hatmana, an insulation, with items that do not add heat if it's cold. Why? Kadesh lo yitzdanein b'yoser. If you don't want it to get even colder, or kadesh tafik tzinasa, or take the chill out of an item. This is what we said in the previous sif. We were referring to this sif. However, but something that adds heat, afilu lahat means soling damor, even if it's something is totally cold, it's going to be aser. Afilu ba'od yom, and even on Erev Shabbos, as we said, the damor amaisev hevel, nami aser, because there the gzeira is not a gzeira because you are trying to retain heat, but rather, and then you see that it didn't retain heat, and therefore you're concerned you might cook it up. Here the issue is, any time you wrap with something that adds heat, there's a concern that you'll wrap it with coal, and if you wrap it with coal, shema yechate b'gecholim, it's all one gzeira. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, mutar lahatmin, it is okay to do hatmana on something that's cold. And he says here, v'afilu adam chashav shari, even if a chashav a person, okay, is allowed to do this. Now why would a chashav person be different? So if you check out the sugya in the Gemara there, okay, the Ahava means that if you're dealing with someone who's chashav, and you're dealing with something that's just a kula, that maybe the adam chashav should not rely on such kulas. But here he's saying, no, mi'ikar adin, it is okay to go ahead and wrap something that is cold, if it is b'davar she'en mosif hevel, and it's not relying on any kula that adam chashav has to be concerned about. Lamed Beis, davar tzaynein, b'davar she'en mosif hevel, he said, you could do a davar tzaynein, b'davar she'en mosif hevel. What would be an example? Kigoyin mayim oy tafshil, right? Let's say you have something cold like water or some other tafshil you want to put under tachas, karim ukasazais, under pillows and blankets. It would be okay if you don't want it to get cooler, or you don't want it to, or if it's cold and you want to take a chill out, it would be okay. Zion. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Kol heicha di asrinan hatmana afilu b'kedera mevushales kol sarka asrinan the afilu mitzdamek v'ralo. Now we're coming to the important halacha we referred to earlier. This is based on Rav Rishonim. Rashi doesn't agree with this. Some Rishonim don't agree with this. I ain't Tysus there. So Shulchan Aruch here says, when we talk about the Issur Hatmana, Shulchan Aruch is paskin like Rishonim we talked about earlier, that this Issur Hatmana is no matter what, whether you're dealing with, even if you're dealing with something that's fully cooked, and even if it's a stomach v'ralo. The Chayi Ika, the Ramah says, the Yesh Mekilin V'Aimin, the Kol Shul Chai, the Ramah says, all days that I'm making, and say, like Shehiyah, if you have something that's raw, Chai Lagame, or it's Vashar called Sarko, or it is fully cooked with a stomach v'ralo, Mutin Batmana, the Kol Kamo B'Shiyin, it's Mutin Batmana, like in Shiyah, Kimosh Nizbal, El, Simulation Gamel, like we said in Simulation Gimel. What's being said here is as follows, something we referred to earlier. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that Hatmana is Asur no matter what, even though by Shehiyah we said, that even the Chachamim allow you to do Shehiyah without a brech, if it is Mevushal called Sarcha and Mithdamik V'Ralo, because we're not concerned when it comes to stir the coals. By Hatmana, it is always a problem. It is always a concern, according to Shulchan Aruch. However, there are others that are Meiko, right, namely Rashi, Shita, and some others, that are maker, that the same kula is applied by Hatmana, and therefore if you have something raw, or you have something that is fully cooked, there will not be any Isser of Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, Kumosh Nizbal, El, Simosh Nizbal. Uvimakam Shinagu Vahakel, and those that are knowing to be maker, Alpi Svara, Zu, according to the Svara, Eilim Chais B'Yadam, you should not give them Musar about it, Aval Eilim Haikim B'Shah Makonis, but there should not be the minhag and other makomos. You should not establish a minhag of this because this is not the Iker Shita that exists, the Shita that should be followed. With Chatchila, unless you have a old time minhag going way back. Mr. Bria, Sifka and Lamad Gimel, called Sarka, even if it's fully cooked, and this Shita holds, but Odami the Shia Adabe Kira, this is not compared to Shehiya on the Kira according to this. Because there, Lukula Lama, even because of the Chamin, we said, Mutter Bubusha called Tarcho, it is Mutter if it's fully cooked in the Stan Garalo, Casino Nation Gimel. The Stan Hatmana, you should check out Mr. Brewer there, Ration Gimel, Nem Vav. The Stan Hatmana, Iker, who would say, Achmacha, the Stan Hatmana, its Iker is for the next day, according to his opinion. So what?
then therefore tzarech chitui tvei, since it's for the next day, it goes just the opposite. Therefore, you're going to need more storing, shalayis kaya tafshir, because the concern is that since it's cool for 4 the next day, atzmana, you don't want it to cool down, and therefore there's always going to be a concern that you might come to stay recalls. Uvakach haishiren, right? Bechol gavni rechitei, there will always be a problem rechitei, and therefore the atzmana on Erev Shabbos with Dover She'en HaMoysef Hevel is going to always be there, okay? And because you have the gzera of chitu, as the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and that means the remetz, that you, if you're gonna, you'll come to do atmana with coals, and it's gzavri mishim zeh b'chol gzavri amas zeh, and because of this concern of chitu b'remetz with coals, there was gzera on all atmana b'gzavri amas zeh, v'afimu in that minutai echal ha'ayla, and even if the atmana on Erev Shabbos is gufa for that night, lo chilku chachamim b'gzera sam, the Chachamim did not make any chilukim in the Gzeira. When it comes to Atmana, it's always asher b'she'enkein b'shia. Since the Stam Shia hu rak l'tzarech halayla, since Stam Shia is only l'tzarech halayla, it's going to be permissible if it is mevushal kol tzarecho l'stamik v'ralo, or if it's totally raw. Shavirat manicha magula v'lo yiskayel b'zman liyat. Because since it's left Megula in the first place and it doesn't rot, it doesn't cool off very quickly, so lo chayshin v'chitei b'zeh, we're not concerned with chitei, okay, if something is already mevushal called sarcho, someone's not going to go ahead and do chitei, lamed dalid. There is a concern for shehiya is to cook it off more, right, to make it, like mistamek v'yafalo, to make it tastes better, but the fact that it cools off, that's not a concern. But at the moment, the issue is it might cool off, and that will lead you to stir the coals up. The same way you'd have this concern on Shabbos if it was, right, Mevushal Kol Tzarecho or Mistamek V'ralo, you'd have the same Gzeri by Hatmana V'Deva She'en HaMaisif Hevel. Lamed Dalid V'Afidu Mistamek V'ralo, he says, however, Ubidiyeved Mitter V'Kulayam Mistamek V'ralo. However, Bidiyeved, as we said earlier, if you did do this Isser of Atmana, then it's Tamek V'ralo, so there is no real Anna, because all it really did was, okay, it didn't really improve anything, obviously, it's Tamek V'ralo, and therefore there would be no Isser B'Diyavit. And now he quotes the Yesh Mekilim, then he's going, Dafka Kari Atmana B'Davar HaMosef Evel B'Dahod Yom. This Kula is Dafka Atmana Erev Shabbos B'Davar HaMosef Evel. That's what's similar to Shia. Avah, what happened with Shabbos with Dabbat Enamos of Hevel, but to be Hatmana on Shabbos or something with Enamos of Hevel, that everyone holds, a few of Usha called Tarachom with Tamek Beralo, everyone holds, that's also the Kuran, that's also according to everyone, because there the concern according to everyone is you're coming to retain its heat on Shabbos, and the concern is you'll find it cooled down, and Zeri Hashem Yatiach, Zeri will come to heat it up, be over at the Bishul, or Shem Yechate, Lamed Vav Legamrei. Okay, this is saying that if something is totally raw, Legamrei, according to the Yesh Mekilin, it will be okay. Why? Because they hold it, it's like Shehiya Sfiyah Mekilin Shulchai, since it's raw, Afilu Hala Matnin De Remetz, even if you were Matnin in a Remetz, Lo Hayam Mizvasho Ayyidei Achitu Vatarach Halayla, it would not cook up Ayyidei Achitu with stirring for the night. The Abamacha Belav Achitu Yizvasho, and to the next day, it won't be necessary to do chiti, okay? Uvatach lo chayshina, and therefore there's no chash according to that kula shita. As the Rama said, one should not rely on such kula for atmana unless that's the established minag, which it isn't. Ad kan.